Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody can suck it.
And now again, here is Buzz. Hi, Curly.
Hi, Don and Mike. Talking about playing cards and poker. In this computer age, who would win at poker, man or machine?
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
So far, man is the winner.
No singing, please. No singing.
Who was that? It was close, but two professional poker players managed to beat a computer this week after four tough rounds.
It was Jim Spiewak. It was Rob Morrison.
Lizard kid.
Stop exposing yourself, Rob.
I hate it when he wears those leather pants.
Well, you stand alone there. It was the first ever man versus machine poker tournament in Vancouver. These men were two of the world's best poker players, Phil Locke and Ali Aslami.
And Gabe Kaplan.
Versus a Polaris computer.
No one wants to see me.
And Don Rickles.
Hi, how are you, boys?
Which one are you?
How are you?
Hey, Don and Mike. Shut up, hey? You're a bunch of hockey pucks.
Gabe Kaplan, do you think you could win against a computer?
I don't think so, no. Hey, Don and Mike. Shut up, hey?
Which one are you? Thank you, Rob.
That's very nice. We don't travel after 9/11.
Aslami says it was the toughest game of his career against this computer. Quoting him, I'm surprised we won. It's already so good, it'll be tough to beat in the future. That's true. Scientists are already tweaking the machine. And don't be too smug about being the skinniest guy in your posse. A new study shows,
okay.
A new study shows that fatness is contagious. The Harvard Medical School says being overweight is a socially transmitted disease. They studied 12,000 people. The people with a chubby friend were 57% more prone to becoming overweight themselves.
I don't know. I don't think that's right.
No?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I got to go back to you and me in the 80s. You and me in the 80s, we could do some damage in a restaurant, couldn't
Hi.
We?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
And you decided to lose weight.
Folks with heavier brothers or sisters are 40% more likely to become overweight. Even
I remember.
I'll do this in my real voice.
Okay.
I do remember when we would get done with our morning show and we'd go across the street. We'd wait for the Chinaman. Mike and I would stand outside and knock on the door of a Chinese restaurant.
10:30.
We would make him open up at 10:30 in the morning, and we, like pigs, would go in and order double orders of our favorite meals.
Wow. I would have chicken cashew nut, and you would have orange chicken.
Oh, and we'd always get the double order, and he'd bring out the platter. Just for you two? We're like, yes, Hop Sing, just for us.
He loved us. He was probably doing a casino thing in the back into our food.
Who knows?
We never had any dialogue with the guy whatsoever, but we would tend to make fun.
What dicks we were. We're DJs. We get down at 10:30. He's like, hey, come on.
Open up.
We're out here. We're waiting for our orange chicken.
Bring it.
And then we'd always get the double order.
Right, right.
And it was always like, you want to bring home with you? No. Oh, we're going to eat it all right here.
It was good stuff.
Oh, there's no fat in
it. It didn't look like good stuff. I mean, from the outside of that restaurant, it truly did not look like anything, but it was wonderful inside.
That's a hole in the wall, but that was great, great food.
Absolutely terrific.
I'm surprised there was an Asian restaurant in that neighborhood.
In Arlington, Vietnam?
Shocker.
Your time's coming, Rob. This brother-sister thing about being overweight, that's true even if your sibling lives hundreds of miles away. Having a chubby spouse, you're 37% more likely to be overweight. Having a heavyweight next-door neighbor, zero effect.
What the F happened to me then? I've been around skinny people all my life.
It should be what happened to Buzz.
Right.
I mean, look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. I mean, you're very nice when you say that I've lost weight, and I have.
Right.
But still, you know, I mean, you ever watch Entourage? Mm-hmm. Check out Turtle. Hi, that's me.
Yeah, Buzz should be joining us. Well, Buzz was a little fat once.
I was.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot.
A little fat.
I forgot. He had that stomach explosion.
That's when he started to get healthy.
That's when he did. That was his excuse for his cosmetic liposuction.
Yeah, that's when he went on the healthy lifestyle. Outside of that, you know, carton a day that he smoked.
Yeah, what effect could that possibly have? What could possibly go wrong? A TV pilot is an episode of a new show. It's really a sample show, so network executives can see what they're buying. A lot of times, a pilot is the first episode to air on TV. A lot of times, though, it gets buried deeper into the first season because, frankly, the pilot wasn't quite up to snuff. That's what they're doing with the pilot to the new ABC sitcom that's based on the Geico Caveman.
Why's that, Buzz?
Well, it turns out, Don, that pilot episode may be somewhat controversial.
How's
Why would that be now, Buzz?
As TV columnist Lisa DeMore put it in this morning's Washington Post, it portrays the caveman as, this one episode, as excellent dancers, naturally athletic, and able to drive blondes crazy with their sexual prowess.
Hi there. I'm a caveman. My name am Michael Jordan.
ABC.
I am Caveman Jerry Rice.
Is that where the controversy is coming from?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. ABC executives say that's not what the series is about, though. They say the series will be a lot more subtle. The critics are skeptical. Let's join them, shall we? Senator Fred Thompson played a lawyer on TV, and he was a lawyer in real life.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
That was terribly exciting, Ross.
In fact, he was one of those trial lawyers that Republicans hate so much, and that and the fact that he's not all that conservative has made other Republicans dislike him. That's probably even more true today after an article in the Washington Post this morning about Fred Thompson's lawyer and past. In a case he lost, Thompson argued against the government's authority to search a boat packed with 14 tons of marijuana. He argued against the government's authority to regulate drug paraphernalia. And back in the days when you couldn't sue the Defense Department, he also represented a woman whose husband was killed by a helicopter blade. He won that case and won money for the widow.
When are you getting his bumper sticker?
Well, right away. A German entrepreneur starting a new airline for people who
what
smoke.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Smokers International Airways.
Germany today appears to be beaten.
Yep. Smint Air for short.
Smint.
Will mostly provide luxury flights from Dusseldorf to Asia.
Clank! I have to be in Asia in the morning.
I'll book you a flight on the smoking airline, Major Hochstetter.
The founder is Alexander Shopman, who hates flying as much as you do. Quoting him, airlines have lost every kind of sympathy for their passengers. They treat them like cattle. What those carriers want these days is for you to stay in the seat, and you bloody well better stay there, and don't even ask for anything to eat or drink. You can't do anything. On his airline, you can smoke. And he says, in fact, he says he's going to have about half the number of seats that you'd normally have on a jumbo jet, actually less than half, giving the passengers a lot of room. He says you won't even be able to smell the smoke from your fellow passengers.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Wunderbar!
And finally, a whole new generation is filling up our nursing homes, so senior care has taken some interesting turns.
Really?
At a senior center in Queens, New York, they're giving out condoms.
Wow.
The city's Department of Aging is handing out condoms and pamphlets about HIV and AIDS to senior citizens. New York.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Excellent.
New York has the most AIDS cases of any American city. Inside of 10 years, most of them will be over age 50.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
But what about STDs?
And recently here in Washington, an 82-year-old man tested positive. So suddenly, it's safe sex.
He's getting it done, isn't he?
He sure is.
Not anymore. It's safe sex for seniors and free condoms. But quoting an 82-year-old woman named Rose, but who's going to give us a guy?
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's it. We got to go. Show's over. Next meeting's in about 20 hours from now.
I'll be there.
We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Let me just say Peter North.
All right. You've stolen my thunder.
Why do you favor rape? And hi, Rob.
Will you entertain a question?
Of course.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
And what makes a Nazi?
Exactly.
Bye, Robbie Gomez.
This is the Don and Mike Show.